It's Wednesday, November 21st, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. At least 7 homosexual couples who traveled through Mexico with the migrant caravan commemorated their unnatural relations during a symbolic mass wedding celebration in the border town of Tijuana, reports NBC News. Guatemalan Pedro Pastor and Honduran Eric Duran were two of the sodomites who partook in the ceremony. Pastor declared unashamedly, quote, "This is really a dream come true, because you don't see this in our home countries, and this is something that we've always wanted to do. I am very happy," end quote. Former President Barack Obama took more veiled shots at President Donald Trump on Monday night at the Obama Foundation Summit in Chicago, where author Dave Eggers interviewed him about ways to mobilize Americans toward creating social change.
Climate change, we're going to have to come up with some new technologies to solve the problem as much as we need to. Although even on something like that, right now I could take off the shelf existing technologies. We could reduce carbon emissions by, let's say, 30%. The reason we don't do it is because we are still confused, blind, shrouded with hate, anger, racism, mommy issues.
Later, former President Obama suggested that the Trump election and presidency was a step backwards, a detour on the road of progress.
Societies are these incredibly complex, organic things that you don't turn switches on. They evolve and they shift and they change and they move in unexpected ways. And sometimes you're going to go forward for a good period of time and then you're going to slip back and you're going to take a detour.
A 3-year-old Planned Parenthood ad surfaced just this past week that has reminded pro-lifers of the true nature of the abortion business. The ad features a beautiful little baby girl, but the way they describe her is heartbreaking. The ad says, quote, "She deserves to be a choice," and ends with hashtag StandWithPP. The Worldview spoke to Matt Lamb, Director of Communications for Students for Life, about the horrific, honest nature of the ad.
It's basically, it's an advertisement, like you've seen advertisement for buy this new car or buy this new TV. And so pretty disgusting, and I would hope that even pro-choice people would agree.
Lamb said that at one time, Trump's daughter Ivanka and son-in-law Jared met with Cecile Richards, the former president of Planned Parenthood, and asked if she would consider splitting Planned Parenthood into 2 businesses, one for abortion and one for women's health care. Lamb said that her answer was indicative of why Planned Parenthood is about murdering the unborn.
This is a theme that actually came up a couple months ago in 2017, when President Trump's daughter and son-in-law went to meet with Cecile Richards, and they said, why don't you just have 2 businesses, one that commits abortions and one that does all the other stuff like STD testing and things like that. And then at least that way, people won't, their money is going to Planned Parenthood. And Planned Parenthood said, no, abortion is what we do. Abortion is at the heart of what we're about.
This is a sobering reminder of how desperately deceitful and wicked we as human beings are, and how much each one of us is in need of the Lord Jesus Christ to cleanse our nation's hands of the baby's innocent blood. The head of the Episcopal Church, Presiding Bishop Michael Curry, who delivered an eloquent sermon for Prince Harry's wedding to Meghan Markle, announced his intention of punishing Bishop William Love of the Episcopal Diocese of Albany, New York, for his biblical stand against homosexual faux weddings in his churches, reports the Christian Post. Just days before Thanksgiving, the Centers for Disease Control is advising that U.S. consumers stay away from romaine lettuce following an E. coli outbreak, reports WTNH. Yesterday, the CDC said any romaine lettuce should not be eaten, and retailers and restaurants should not sell or serve any. 32 people have been infected with the outbreak strain in 11 states. After nearly 80 years, the monthly print edition of the lust-filled Glamour Women's Magazine is ending with the January 2019 issue, reports Variety.com. Glamour's print circulation was 2 million, but reaches 20 million online, which they will continue. The Worldly Magazine is the antithesis to the teaching of 1 Corinthians 6:18. Flee from sexual immorality. All other sins a person commits are outside the body, but whoever sins sexually sins against their own body. Evangelist Ann Graham Lotz has shared images of her shaved head after losing her hair due to chemotherapy treatments, and has drawn inspiration from 1 Samuel 16:7 in the Bible, which says, "Man looks on the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart," reports the Christian Post. And finally, Johnny Erickson Tada, a popular evangelical speaker and advocate for people with disabilities, revealed a new cancer diagnosis 3 years after being declared cancer-free following a battle with stage 3 breast cancer, reports the Christian Post. Tada, a quadriplegic, recently underwent tests on a small nodule which had developed over the site of her mastectomy, which she underwent along with chemotherapy treatments in 2010. Doctors found a small cancerous tumor within the nodule after the latest biopsies, prompting them to schedule cancer removal surgery on November 26th. Remarkably, Tada said, quote, "When I received the unexpected news of cancer from my oncological surgeon, I relaxed and smiled, knowing that my sovereign God loves me dearly and holds me tightly in his hands. What good is it if we only trust the Lord when we understand his ways? That only guarantees a life filled with doubts," end quote. Isaiah 41:10 says, "Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Wednesday, November 21st, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.